Of course, now it appears WWE makes shirts for everything.
And belts.
Belts and shirts. Yeah, belts and shirts. How many trades have the Knicks made? Are the Knicks just amusing themselves at this point?
And why are they making these trades?
They've traded, like, the Knicks have traded at least four times today. They traded to get the number 40 pick. Now they've traded the number 40 pick, and they have the 51 and 56. Was it the Knicks? Who traded a player for, like, 6 second-round picks yesterday?
Oh,
was that the
Knicks?
That
one. I'm sure.
Oh, someone made a trade for a player in the first round, and it was, like, 5 or 6 second-round picks.
It was Oklahoma City, wasn't it?
Was it OKC?
I think so.
That's crazy.
It looked like a joke at first.
That is crazy.
Oh, you know, such and such team trades 5 second-round picks for what?
That's crazy.
That is incredible.
They'll just be doing anything in the NBA, man.
It was literally Kenny's idea. Like, hey, don't trade for Oklahoma City's picks, and a team did it.
Stupid. It's still got.
Now they only have 97 second-round picks left. Look at Mark Tatum up here to make another kid's dream come true, and Kenny's mad because the building's too small.
It is. They deserve better.
I don't. I don't even know the stupid. I don't even know who's actually drafting right now. This number 40 pick has changed hands 17 times. Look at how happy this young man is. Kenny doesn't want him to experience this.
He'd be
he wants
happy
him to
at
sit
home.
At home. But he gets to walk up.
Put the Zoom camera on him.
He gets to walk up and meet Mark Tatum. Get his hat. Be in front of the screen, dap up the deputy commissioner.
You don't even know who Mark Tatum is.
Bro, this is like a graduation.
He does, too.
How many of them players, you know, think they know who Mark Tatum is?
They all know. I guarantee you. I go almost all of them. I go 90% of them know who Mark Tatum is.
Before
These kids don't even know who's in the NBA.
Yeah, before today, if they walk past Mark Tatum, they would know. They would stop like, oh, that's Mark Tatum.
Well, maybe not. Did you know who Adam Silver was?
Yes. Adam Silver has a distinct look, though.
Well, all right.
Like he but he not, does. Not that it's bad or nothing, but you
no,
just,
he does.
Oh, I remember him. He's da-da-da-da.
That's David Stern's boy. That's Stern's guy.
Yeah.
That's the next commissioner, probably, of the NBA.
Next commissioner, yeah, probably in 50 years.
Wow, it's a long run for...
How long was Stern there for?
Stern was there from 80-something. Patrick Ewing was his first draft, right?
Yeah.
So he was there until
that's 83, 84.
The collective bargaining agreement in...
About 30 years or so, probably.
13?
30, almost 40.
Because it was the year before Donald Sterling, and that's 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a good chunk of time. It is a good chunk of time.
Look, the only two Sixers players.
Oh, jeez. Well,
Sixers are on the clock. They got two players.
The Sixers are the team that need to be making all of these trades just to acquire some damn players.
Yeah, that is crazy. I'm interested to see how they fill out that roster. They're big fish hunting, though.
I thought they'd be a little noisier right now. It doesn't feel... I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Daryl Morey can't go 5 minutes without blabbing something to the insiders, to not James and Kyle, but to Adrian Wojnarowski. Mm-hmm. So the fact that there's not I'm certain this will change on Sunday, but yeah, I'm a little surprised they're not more active in this draft.
Yeah, I'm with you
because they got nothing.
They don't have.
They got
Devin
nothing
Carter.
But roster spots and money.
They don't have Devin Carter though. I know that much.
Why do you think Devin Carter was there at 13?
I don't know. I don't know. I read
the last we looked at less than 10 mock drafts all year. Mm-hmm. The one we pulled up earlier in the week, he was like fifth.
Yeah, he was a high prospect, and I'm not sure what happened to get him to fall to 13. Much like I'm not sure what happened to get Dalton Connect down to 17.
Now nothing might have happened. Like, we know he's dealing with the shoulder thing that could have scared people away, but it could, like, most people who were honest didn't know how to truly assess this draft.
True, but with Devin Carter, especially, like, I remember as the process was going on, and then, like, last night going back and seeing some stuff, people were really high on Devin Carter. Like, insiders, people who had seen some of the workouts, they were like, oh, he's killing it in the workouts. And all the information they were getting was the stuff that we were hearing. Like, he was a top five pick, doesn't get past seven or something like that. A lot of people thought that Memphis would get him because that's where Anthony Carter is the coach. And if he somehow got down to nine, they definitely not getting past nine. But somehow, some way, he got to 13. So, and that went into Monty's thinking, I guess, of, you said it yesterday, he always takes the best player available, and there's no way he could pass up Devin Carter.
So yesterday you said at the draft party, Tom's Watch Bar, you thought this meant something else. You thought that the selection meant something else. Mm-hmm. Knowing what we know now with Davion and Sasha Vezenkov headed to Sacramento, is that the something else you thought it would be?
More or less so. I looked at it and I said, you know, Davion, his days are probably numbered with the Kings. First, I thought they would trade the pick. They were drafting Devin Carter for somebody else. And as I sat with it, you know, for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, like, maybe not. I think they're going to keep this pick. And then I went towards, like, the rest of the roster. I was like, all right, well, Herter's probably gone. Davion's probably gone. I forgot about Duarte. Duarte,
I got it too.
Gone too. So, it is a move, and Kyle Madsen it was a good comparison to make. Said it's almost like Ricky Pearsall, where it was like they drafted Devin Carter in preparation for some other stuff they already got lined up, and I think that's about what's going on here.
Big E on the line. Let's get to these phones real quick. 916-909-1320. Big E, what's happening, baby?
How y'all doing today?
Good, man. How you doing, dog?
Good, thank you. I wasn't that upset with the Devin Carter pick. I was tuned in earlier listening to the producers, and James Hand was saying something along the lines of he had a shoulder injury but didn't go into detail about it.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why he fell into our laps. I don't have any other info. But I got to say, watching his YouTube highlights, like, super just intangibles and high basketball IQ. And I saw a tweet saying he had a 42-inch maximum vertical. Yeah. I didn't realize he was that athletic after watching, like, a half hour of film on the guy.
Yeah,
he's extremely athletic. He's very quick. His reaction time is phenomenal. His instincts are incredible. Like, there's a lot of major pluses.
No surprise, Ryan Wasilla, I was listening to him last night. They were talking about Devin Carter, and he said the whole thing about, like, he's looked at as, you know, the super athlete, which he is. But he made a good point, and if you watch a lot of Devin, you'll probably understand this. He goes, I don't know if it's as much as if he's super athletic as it is, he's just never going to be denied at anything. Like, the ball's there. I'm just going to go get it.
Sure. Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? There's the passing lane. I'm just going to go get in the passing lane or whatever. Yeah. And I understood what he was saying when he said that. Obviously, he is athletic, but it just seems like his will and his want to make a play is what carries him in a lot of those situations. And I thought that was an interesting way of looking at it, because I understood that.
I was trying to pull up the draft order for the rest of the second round. Now, this is confusing. The Kings are still listed, obviously. We know that they are not drafting right there. That's just kind of the nature of the way this is. Unless I miss something, to the best of my understanding, the Lakers are still drafting at 55. So unless I miss something, that's still happening, right?
That's my understanding.
I point that out because the Suns are not. Mm. And apparently Bob Myers just said on television, Rich Paul, and this is a tough thing for Bob to say if it's not true. Rich Paul is calling, and this is a Bob Myers quote, which Paul is calling teams, don't take Bronny James. If you take him, he's going to Australia.
Wow.
That's either to position him to get to the Lakers at 55 or to hit the undrafted free agent thing that we talked about before the show. But again, it's Bob Myers, and so take that for whatever you want. It's Bob Myers.
there's a lot there. Number one, if you better make sure that's right.
Yeah, if you're wrong, Rich Paul has to fight him on site.
And if you're right, I don't know if that needs to be put out there. I know Bob has a job to do, but I don't know.
They hate Rich Paul. Yeah. They hate Rich Paul. Warriors dudes, they hate Rich Paul.
Like, if I got that text right now, I don't know if I'd be saying that on the air, and I don't have the platform of Bob Myers.
Well, someone texted it to him, someone sent it to him with the idea of making them look bad. It wasn't, hey, here's how to help, here's something that'll help your broadcast. It's, hey, here's something that will make Rich Paul, and yeah, of course he does. He was confused, I'm sure, as he was saying it, but he did. We'll come back. Matt George joins us about an hour from now. The second round of the draft is still going on surprisingly slow. Why is this draft moving so slow? It's the second round. Let's keep it moving. The Kings, you might see their logo on the screen in a minute, but they won't be picking. We'll get you caught up on everything that's going on around the Sacramento Kings and around the association here with Dealing with KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I got to pull this clip up for you.
The more I think, while you're doing that, the more I think about Bob Myers. That's whack.
Well, no, so you gotta hear this. One, I am, what is it, NBA on ESPN? I am pretty certain Malika Andrews has just shot up my power rankings because
Bob Myers.
I think she hates Bob Myers too. listen to this entire exchange from the the draft crew here.
Bob Myers, you promised at the top of the show that 30 minutes in you would have an update for us on Bronny James, and we're 56.
Well, I don't get a chance to say anything.
So would you like to say
Stephen A. talks a lot. There's other stuff going on.
Let's break some news. Stop whining.
Yeah, that sounds like great.
Okay, listen. Okay, fine. I will say
15 seconds.
Right now, Rich Paul's calling teams, don't take Bronny James. He's telling them, do not take him, okay? Saying, don't take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. So he has a plan and he has a place.
But he's not telling the Lakers.
I don't know if he's telling one team.
Mark Tatum.
Bob Myers. The entire crew ignored him.
They don't even believe him.
The entire crew ignored him.
Run that one more time.
And ESPN's account tweeted that out. Watch Stephen A's face. Look, Bruce, cover your ears. What a whiny bitch.
Well, I don't even get to talk.
Listen to him.
Stephen A's always talking. I don't even get to talk.
It almost looks like, look, he's just spaced out. Just like, I just envision him creating doodles in his brain. Now watch him like snap out of it when Malika says his name.
Bob Myers, you promised at the top of the show
that
30 minutes in you would have an update for us on Bronny James, and we're 56.
Well, I don't get a chance to say anything.
So would you like to say
anything? Stephen A. talks a lot. There's other stuff going on.
Let's break some news. Stop whining.
Yeah, that sounds like
exactly. Listen, okay, fine. I will say
15 seconds.
Right now, Rich.
By the way, do you know how much you have to suck to get schooled by Woj?
Well, you break some news and stop whining.
For Woj essentially to tell you to shut the hell up.
I don't ever get a chance to say anything.
I will say
15 seconds.
Right now, Rich Paul's calling teams, don't take Bronny James. He's telling them, do not take him, okay? Saying, don't take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. So he has a plan and he has a place.
But he's not telling the Lakers.
I don't know if he's telling one team.
Mark Tatum.
Stephen A. didn't buy it for a second.
He said, please.
Bob Myers, enjoy your last day on ESPN, pal.
Yeah, I'm about 99% sure Bob Myers just made that up.
You didn't hear about what happened to Monica McNutt? You're next, buddy. Why would the account tweet that out?
Because it's going to get clicked?
It's definitely going to get clicked.
That's the name of the game right there.
And somebody texted it to me in the group chat. Told me, oh, this is crazy. And it's definitely going to get the engagement. That's whack that he
That's
said
so
that,
whack. Man. Are there Even like 20 true. Minutes between rounds?
They gotta stretch everything out, make sure, you know.
For what?
To get to 4 o'clock, probably. Or 3 o'clock.
Make it. Jesus.
Yeah. But that, and like I'm telling the homeboy, and you would know too, this happens every year in almost every draft where the agents try to dictate where their clients go.
Well, especially in the second round. Yeah. Like this happened with, we deal with this all the time. This happened with Trace Jackson Davis.
Guess who benefited from that? Well,
Punk
I
ass
guess
Bob.
Not this year, but his team benefited from that.
Yeah.
He ain't got no problem with that. He don't bring that up. Like, I don't know if anything nefarious is going on, but I don't get a good
vibe. It's not nefarious. Like agents do this all the time.
No, I'm talking about why Bob.
Bob did it. No, Bob absolutely did it with the idea of making Rich Paul and LeBron James and Bronny James look bad.
Not feeling that, dog.
Jackass.
Not feeling that.
That funny channel says, there y'all go. Hating on the dude who won four rings with a team for no reason. One, Steph won four rings. Bob didn't. Two, that doesn't change the fact that Bob Myers is the most boring individual that ever existed. Who's now whining because he doesn't get to talk.
They don't even let me talk. I can't even say anything. Stephen A's always talking. I don't even get a chance to talk.
Is that Farhan or?
No, Farhan is more like this.
A little more nasally. No, hold on. Let's peep your Bob Myers impression again. Hold on.
Wait, before we get there, let me make it official. Well, I don't even get a chance to talk. Stephen A's always, he's always speaking, and there's not enough time, and I don't even get a chance to talk.
Show, I'm a little late. But 30 minutes you would have an update for us on Bronny James, and we're 56
Well, I don't get a chance to say anything.
So would you like to say anything?
Oh, that's actually not bad. It's so, I don't get a chance to say anything. Like, I've been,
that's a good
I'm Bob Myers, I won four championships.
Bob Myers sucks.
I'm Steph Curry's best friend. Okay. Here's what I was told. I was told Rich Paul's calling everyone and telling them don't draft Bronny James. He's going to Australia. That's what they said. They've got a plan. Right, Stephen A?
Please.
Look at Stephen A's face. Get this idiot off of my screen. Look at Woj is like, all right, pal.
Well, I told him, will you quit whining and break news?
Thing. So, I would mean, you like to say
Stephen A talks a lot. There's other stuff going on.
Break some news. Stop whining.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Well, I just called you a bitch on live TV, and there's nothing you could do about it. Oh, Bob, this is the worst.
Hey, who are you guys going to vote for finals MVP?
Well,
Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge. Who's your finals MVP, Malika? Because mine's Brad Stevens.
Who's your finals MVP? Well, I mean, the Knicks, when they have Josh Hart rolling, it's one of those things you got to worry about.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Bob. Thank you for being here.
Well, I mean, I don't ever get a chance to talk.
No. He doesn't. Poor Bob. Hang in there, pal. You'll get a chance to talk one day.
One of these days. Hopefully by then I found the remote and I can change the channel before you get there.
Did you see Jimmy Butler's entering free agency? Is that a big deal?
It is. I was talking to Jesse about it yesterday at Tom's Watch Bar, and it is. But when we did that whole thing with Jimmy Butler, it kind of hit me like a ton of bricks. It's kind of getting up there.
Wait,
what did we do with Jimmy Butler? The Jimmy Butler Kings thing?
We kind of talked about, hey, well, what about Jimmy Butler or something like that? Because he was a little sounding disgruntled.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's a little older than I realized. And he's had a lot of injuries. He's played a physical brand of basketball for a long time. And he wants, you know, max money, a top flight deal that gets him to, you know, probably about 40 years old. And That's a lot. While I say that, Paul George is only like 2 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel different.
Would you sign Jimmy Butler to a, 3 year max?
Like, just would I, or are you comparing it to anybody else?
No, if you're Miami.
Oh, if I'm Miami, probably, because that's a little different. If I was a different team, like if I was the Kings, I wouldn't. Okay. Miami, I got history with you, and I, you know, we're going to ride this thing out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I probably would if I was Miami. But anybody else around the league, I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would. It'd have to be a very specific case. Like, I know they're already, you know, taken care of, but
there's,
like, if the Knicks were right there and was like, yo, Jimmy might be the missing link for one season, because I don't think it's going to be the same at the end of the contract. But for this season, he might be the missing piece for us to get past Boston. Maybe I'd do it, but I don't know, man.
Well, the thing is, you're signing him, too, after this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had the Kings on the screen. I was like, are they talking about the Kings or no? They're doing the draft pick
too. That's a good pick. I mean, the Kings wouldn't be able to do that because he's a point guard. But I like Jamal Sheed from Houston. It's a good pick.
Well, another guard. Well, for any Kings fan who doesn't know there was a trade and they just looked up at the screen and saw that the Kings selected another guard, boy, are they going to be confused. And it does fit National Defensive Player of the Year. Mm. There you go. But that player is not going to the Sacramento Kings. That player is going to the Toronto Raptors. Any chance at all? He goes back to Philadelphia?
Yeah. There's a chance to play with Joel. Him mm-hmm. and Joel have talked a lot of the time.
Not openly. Just Joel now.
Yeah. Well,
now you might have a little. Mm-hmm. Little squad there.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they've talked about it openly, randomly, openly about, you know, either playing with each other at another point in their careers or Joel getting to Miami or we should have never let a Jimmy leave Philly and all this other mm-hmm. stuff. And mm-hmm. yeah, they may have that opportunity. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of one I have an eye on. Again, Jimmy heading into free agency, Philadelphia being quiet, but more specifically, Daryl Morey being uncharacteristically quiet right now.
When he needs to be making moves the most.
Mm-hmm. and maybe he's taking a different approach. Maybe he's finally shutting the hell up and trying to get some work done.
Oh, maybe so. Good for
him. Or he just hasn't said anything stupid yet. And we'll see. Yeah, I don't know what Bob just said, but it's getting quite the reaction. Apparently, was Bob trying to talk about the Kings? Is that what we just missed?
I believe Malika asked him about the Kings.
Oh, if anyone screen grabbed it, please tag us on it. please tag us on it. We will play it on the air. Matt George will be with us coming up in about 45 minutes. Nick Claxton, we mentioned this earlier as we were talking about Isaiah Hartenstein. Nick Claxton signed a 4-year, $100 million contract.
A little surprised by that from Brooklyn's perspective. I thought Nick, you know, would be a bit of a, you know, hot commodity if he hit the free agent market. I'm surprised Brooklyn spent, you know, that kind of money. I thought they were trying to get rid of some money. Maybe they still are. Maybe they say, hey, we got to have somebody here. But good for him.
Yeah, and I think that might be what it is. Mm-hmm. You got to spend it on someone. Like you can't have a payroll of, you know, rookies and draft picks and all that. Like you've got to be able to spend it on. You've got to have money spent somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I like Nick Claxton. I always have. He's solid.
Matt George in the Matthews Masters Chatty House says, Bob was asked about the Kings, mentioned how loud the cowbells were, and then got cut off by the draft notification and looked confused.
Shocking. Bob Myers looked confused. I have to see that clip. I think that's what happened right when we turned it up.
By all, we'll do want to say this, because somebody was talking about it during the break. Hey, Bob Myers is probably the nicest guy. I've never heard a bad word about Bob Myers. I just don't know what he's talking about half the time when he's on TV. And it gets funnier. He's so whiny on TV, too.
He is super whiny.
But in real life, like I said,
you could be a nice guy and still be annoying.
Never heard a bad thing about Bob Myers, so he's by all accounts, he's an excellent human being, but very whiny on TV.
Well, he's very odd. He's very odd. I need to see that clip though.
I mean, I don't know why they don't ever let me talk. Look, the thing about Sacramento is the cowbells. They're, you know, I'm still trying to get used to the do-do-do-do-do. Whoa, huh? What?
I need to know if he got startled. That's what I need to know. Did the draft notification startle Bob Myers? Poor Bob.
Why does Bob sound like Bob in accounting when I do this?
But he does sound like Bob in accounting. But that's kind of what he sounded like. Magic man. So the NBA, I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't buy Adam Silver's explanation that the draft was being moved to a second day because teams wanted more time and they said the second round is too fast, too frantic, you can't really get stuff done. They moved to a second day because they're getting, because of the amount of sponsors you see on that big board behind Mark Tatum and those draft picks when they're selected. Don't do that. It's the Seaport building in New York. But you're getting trades.
Yes.
Like every notification, I keep thinking is a draft notification, and it's like, hey, the Magic are trading this pick and this pick for this pick. The Knicks, for inexplicably, they weren't even on the board and they traded the pick.
Mm.
The Knicks are now trading for other people. Like, if they wanted movement with the second round, they got it.
Yeah.
It worked. Yeah,
they're working.
It worked.
All those teams are working. Although, they might just be doing, busy work. Like, let's trade the 54 for the 55.
All right.
No, wait. 48 for the 42. Trade it back to me now. They're just doing busy work. You guys are doing nothing.
It's like that person who's walking around the office really fast but not actually doing anything. Well, like, I've never seen you do anything. What is happening right here?
But yeah, I mean, that's what's going on. And I do wonder, I don't know, man. I'm antsy, bro. And I'm trying to figure out why I haven't heard anything else regarding these deals. I think deals need to be going down. Mm. Deals need to be happening. I'm antsy. It might not happen for another couple weeks. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't think it would be that long. If something's gonna happen, I think it'll happen between now and
Sunday
ish.
Or like Monday. Sunday, Monday.
Yeah. Sunday, or Wednesday at field day. When one of us certainly will die.
Heat stroke, man. It's crazy. But I want to reiterate, because we, you know, while we were on the air, Davion Mitchell and Sasha Vezenkov
were
traded to Toronto for Jalen McDaniels. I always get confused between Jalen and Jaden. But this is Jalen McDaniels.
They're all over the league.
Yeah. The Kings also sent today's second-round pick.
Yep.
Second-round pick next year that they
which
got
I
from
missed.
Portland.
I did not see that.
Yeah, they got it from Portland.
That.
So they still have theirs next year. So that happened, and I've just been saying, I just think this
cleared cap space.
$7 million
from the tax line.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Smith laid out the numbers beautifully from the tax line to the aprons, and how getting that far under will help them. The way Keith Smith laid it out, has been on the show multiple times. Basically, they could do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And put them in a position to do whatever they want.
And not saying that people are reporting anything, or maybe they're not, you know, in knowing anything. And maybe I'm just looking for every single tea leaf to, you know, kind of go towards what I want to see happen. But a lot of people keep hinting after that, like, they can go do something in a trade now, or it gives them more flexibility in a trade to upgrade the roster and all this other, like, alluding to the fact that there's more on the way. I think there's more on the way.
What, whatever that is, that conversation likely didn't start when Davion was traded.
Exactly. That's what makes me think there's more on the way. This is, it feels like, all right, I see you. We're almost there. I got a couple moves I got to make sure things work, which they don't necessarily have to do because nothing's official. And it's not like, they did this in reverse, right? Like, made a big trade and then didn't announce Davion and all this other stuff. They're not over the cap, technically. Like, if the Davion deal was already in place, or they had to work on it and finish it a little bit more, but the Kyle Kuzma deal was done, they could announce the Kyle Kuzma deal that would put them technically over the cap.
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah, all they have to do is...
Yeah, because nothing's official.
Yeah, all they have to do is send the other trade into the league first.
Right.
That's all they have to do.
Right.
James broke that down for us one day where it's just literally the order in which you send the papers to the league.
Yeah.
And that's all you could do. Hey, doesn't this trade put them $50 million over cap? Nope, because they're going to send this one first, this one second, and then that one, and then they'll be right there.
Yeah.
So. They'll be right there. There's no chance this Paul George thing we've been hearing about is real, right?
I think there's a chance. I think it's a chance it's real. Not saying it's going to happen by any means, but just everything that has transpired, like, in the last 10 hours, I'll even go further back. I mean, it started with the Bonte text.
Yeah, the Bonte text was so weird. I was like, Bonte, you bugging? Like, yeah. And that, it was like, I'd be really surprised, Bonte. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. And then another text, and it was, okay, wait a minute. And then the text that we got after the show started was like, all right, what the hell?
So let me ask you this. You don't have to say a whole lot. Do you think people are hearing things
about the Kings or about Paul George?
Kings and Paul George in connection.
I don't think people are hearing things about the Kings and Paul George.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from, but it's somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I think people are hearing something about the Kings, and that's what's been alluded to towards us. Mm-hmm. But that didn't include Paul. I asked specifically about Paul George. And the person who I trust very much in this stuff was surprised by that. Like, I mean, hey, they go for it. I love the idea of them going for it, but I haven't heard at all that that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And then we got a follow up text. It wasn't related to Paul George, but we got a follow up text. And so now that's all we're waiting for.
Mm. And now we're left on red.
And now we're just sitting here. Well, I didn't text anything. Well, I did. I just said, okay, I'm here. Like, I didn't want him to think I was like, hey, I'm here. Now I got to respond, hey, I'm here till 4.
You got to send. Hey, you got to send the what is it? The you double tap and they got the hard thumbs.
Oh, up. Yeah.
You send a question mark one just to make so the notification comes back up on your phone, let you know I'm here, or you could send a thumbs up. Thumbs up your own.
We need to. Wasn't the new iPhone update where you could just use any emoji you wanted to?
Yeah.
I need to just send the wave. Hey, I'm here. Denver is trading Reggie Jackson to Charlotte for three unprotected second round picks. Mm. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Denver is trading Reggie Jackson to Charlotte for three unprotected second round picks. Now,
okay.
Let me put a couple of things together here real quick before we go to break. Let's see, Reggie Jackson contract, Matt George coming up here shortly. That's not a ton of money. Oh, it's not bad. Let's see. He's just due 5 this year. That was it. I was trying to figure out if this played maybe into the Contavious Caldwell-Pope stuff a little bit.
Man, I thought I saw yesterday that he was supposed to be signing a new deal. I thought that came across.
Reggie?
Yeah, but maybe not. Maybe not. Apparently.
Apparently. Whoops. Yeah. Plans change, pal, if that was the case. But it will be interesting because the Lakers and their 55th pick are approaching.
Yeah. That's the story right now.
That's the marker now. Yeah. Is Bronny James going to be drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers? And if not, what's happening with Bronny James? Matt George joins us here coming up in about 30-ish minutes. We'll talk more Kings basketball. We'll keep you updated on everything going on in the NBA draft, as well as what's going on with your Sacramento Kings as D'Lo and Casey roll along on this day two of the draft on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Our main man, Zabo.
He went 44th.
Got us the Bob Myers clip here.
Shout out, Zay.
Here's Bob Myers talking about the Kings.
He went 44th to the Houston Rockets, the Sacramento Kings. They are now on the clock, and Sacramento's in a really interesting position. Bob, I'm going to turn to you here because you have
Hold on. Why did Bob just pretend to write something? What is he doing? Watch him.
On the clock, and Sacramento's in a really interesting position. Bob, I'm going to turn to you here because you have a lot of experience seeing the roster you constructed playing against Sacramento. What is their need here?
Well, I'm just trying to get over the cowbells that I experienced.
It's still the ringing.
Yeah, they're still
in your ears.
In my ear. I have to go to the doctor for that. Awesome fan base. They're on the right track. Congrats to Mike Brown and the extension. We may have to. Is that the pick?
That's the chime letting us know that everything is ready.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this 45th pick is also actually on its way to Toronto now as a part of the trade this afternoon between the Kings and the Raptors. But it will be the Kings that are making this selection officially. So you can finish your point.
Can I trade Stephen A. like right now?
For what?
I don't know.
That's always the question.
See, here's the problem with that.
Salary cap related.
Salary cap. Get off the money. Get off the money. Yeah, I just didn't know. Everybody's making trades. I just want to propose a trade.
I care about Bob too much. I don't want him to be depressed and miserable and crying at night because he lost me as a teammate.
That's true. I wouldn't give you up. It would take a lot.
No, so let's be clear. He's talking about trading Stephen A. and the salary cap for Stephen A. Let's be clear. The question was, what do the Kings need?
He's so bad at this.
No, let's go all the way back to the beginning when Bob is pretending to write something. Malika asked, what do the Sacramento Kings need?
Sacramento's in a really interesting position. Bob, I'm going to turn to you here because you have a lot of experience seeing the roster you constructed playing against Sacramento. What is their need here?
Well, I'm just trying to get over the cowbells that I experienced.
Still the ring.
Yeah, they're still in my ear. I have to go to the doctor for that. Awesome fan base. They're on the right track. Congrats to Mike Brown.
So let's stop there. What do the Kings need? The cowbell in my ear. Awesome fan base. They're on the right track. Now he's distracted. Now he's distracted by the draft noise.
I've been Bob Myers before. He wasn't paying attention, bro. And he heard Kings, and he dropped 4 basic points. He wasn't paying attention.
I've been there before. This is what he gets paid for.
Is that the pick?
What is that noise?
That everything is ready. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, this 45th pick is also actually on its way to Toronto now as a part of the trade this afternoon between the Kings and the Raptors. But it will be the Kings that are making this selection officially. So you can finish your point.
So I'm going to stop there because Malika goes to him again and gives him a chance to finish his point. Gives him a chance to answer the question.
Wait, Jesse's right. He thought he got bailed out with the selection.
And he's like,
there's a selection. We got to go to that.
He literally did, I think my dog is barking. You hear the dog?
So Malika goes back to him after asking what the Kings need, and he congratulates Mike Brown, mentions the cowbell, and the fan base and being on the right track. So Malika goes to him a second time, and what does Bob give us?
Trade Stephen A., like right now.
For what?
I don't know.
That's Will always Bond. The question.
See, here's the problem with that.
Salary cap related.
Salary cap. Get off the money. Get off the money. Yeah, I just didn't know. Everybody's making trades. I just want to propose a trade.
I care about Bob too much. I don't want him to be depressed and miserable and crying at night because he lost me as a teammate.
That's true. I wouldn't give you up. It would take a lot. It would take like a second round pick and cash.
45th pick is.
It would take a lot.
And then now we're done talking about the Kings.
I'm telling you, he was not paying attention.
Wow.
Hey, look.
That was way better than I imagined.
Now, look here, man. Hey, wait a minute. I might be doing a 180 on good old Bob on TV. This guy's comedy. This guy, there's never a dull moment. Think about it. How many moments have we gotten in this NBA season with Bob Myers on?
Bro, Malik was like, your thoughts on the Kings? Like, cowbells, fans are great, Mike Brown.
Not this guy. Oh, no, keep him on. Keep him on countdown. Keep him on all this stuff. He's worth the price of admission.
So this is the part that I can't get over. Watch this. I feel like, look, Bob's just sitting there. Malika's talking. He looks over. I'm going to move this. He looks over, and he sees Adrian Wojnarowski typing. Now he feels like he needs to do something. Watch. Woj is typing. Now I got to write. I got to write something.
In a really interesting position. Bob, I'm going to turn to you here because you have
this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
The roster you constructed playing against Sacramento. What is their need here?
Well, I'm just trying to go to the cowbells.
Want the sound to go off again.
Well,
I have to go to the doctor for that. Awesome fan base. They're on the right track. Congrats to Mike Brown. And
I think I'm with you. Let's keep Bob Myers on television forever. Oh, I'm
what do
crying.
They have to do? Awesome.
Oh,
day.
I'm crying.
What?
Oh, that is hilarious. Oh, Bob.
I didn't even realize too. Like he literally was like looking at Woj's paper. Like, oh, okay. And like he literally like he just faked it.
Oh, that was spectacular.
That was.
Oh, that was spectacular. My goodness.
Bob's probably sitting there, wow, I wonder if anyone noticed. I didn't know what I was talking about.
No, he was like, that was smooth. That was gross. No one noticed the thing.
We'll probably get a clip out of that trade Stephen A. thing.
No, Carlos sent us the new AI chat summary.
Oh, man.
This is an ESPN broadcast. The hosts are discussing the recent press conference where the Golden State Warriors general manager Bob Myers appeared uninterested in the interview. Oh, man. This AI thing is my favorite.
Yo, how often do they update? What is all this?
I don't know, man. They just send them to us. That's all they do. Oh, this is just fantastic.
Oh, man.
And now Shams is tweeting his account is getting locked. Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Shams just tweeted my account keeps getting locked.
What?
Oh, man. Don't worry, Shams. You're still having a better day than Bob. By the way, the Warriors are on the... I guarantee he got a lot to say about the Warriors. They're on the clock.
Just what, three away from Bronny? Well, the Lakers.
Man, would it be funny if they took Bronny right here? I thought it would be funny if the Celtics did it.
Well, we had another hostage situation. Your boy Tim Legler said the same thing. He said, and he was joking. He's like, "Hey, Celtics should take him. Call up the Lakers. Say we've got your son." If you ever want to see him again, give us Austin Reeves.
I love that he chose Austin Reeves to go to Boston.
I wouldn't hate that.
Some of the memes that were going around after the draft yesterday were a bit out of control.
I didn't see something.
You didn't see him?
No.
You're a liar.
What?
Because you sent them.
Oh well, yeah, that was. No, that crazy for that. Well, yeah. No, the one I saw was Zach Edey.
That was the Memphis one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh man,
Zach Edey in Memphis is crazy.
What a day! Man. What a day! Poor Shams.
Let me ask you.
Shams probably trying to tweet a Kings trade right now, but his phone's getting locked.
Woj hating on him. Woj's bots out there spamming Shams' account.
Damn shame.
I got the show on silent, but now I'm just gonna watch Bob Myers when he talks and look for everyone else's facial expressions.
Look now, he breaking down the Warriors.
Oh yeah, he has no problem with this.
Charts and graphics and all this other stuff. It ain't no Warriors. Awesome fan base. Look at
this. I wonder if he's trying to trade Stephen A.
Look at Joe Lake. I don't know why that's funny. Joe Lacob's just staring off into the window. Looking out of my project window.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Oh, man. So, are you of the same belief with this pick that I've kind of gotten to? And we saw a little bit of it before, but the Kings are keeping Devin Carter, correct?
Yeah.
This isn't a Bodgy situation where he was drafted and ends up getting traded to Utah for Donovan Mitchell.
Like, not in my opinion.
I agree as well. So that leaves, I think we both think Herter will be gone.
Yeah.
Chris Duarte was a good name that Jesse mentioned earlier, maybe somebody in the chat.
Yeah.
Kind
of forgot about Chris Duarte, to be honest with you.
I did too. But, yeah, I'm trying to figure out what their other assets are. I mean, then you get into a possible 2027 first rounder. I mean, and then you've got Trey Lyles.
Well, so now you're aiming high. Mm-hmm. Like if you're talking about trading like first round picks, you're talking about trading assets. You're aiming pretty high.
Yeah. Oh well, and then also
because I don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say also this was what we had talked about before. Maybe you answered it. But this allows them to absorb contract, potentially, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to necessarily, for a big fish, you don't have to
make the Jeremy Grant situation.
Yeah, you don't have to make the contracts necessarily match.
Jeremy Grant, meaning when he was originally traded, it was absorbing a contract, and they went from there.
Now you didn't create enough cap space to just take on a whole contract, but maybe you could take on half of a contract and ship out Duarte and Herter or something like
that. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it changes when you have, more cap space, especially with all of these different penalties involved, not penalties but triggers for penalties that come into play.